The word gospel means good news. It is the good news that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and through him, we have right standing with God. But in order to understand the good news, we have to know the bad news first, when we understand the text.
You're listening to When We Understand the Text, a 5-minute Bible commentary so we may know the things freely given to us by God. Here's your teacher, Pastor Gabe.
Thank you, Becky. We will be finishing up Romans chapter 1 this week. Yes, in 1 week we will be covering Romans 1 verses 18 through 32. Now that's a pretty big section, and since these devotionals are only 5 minutes long, reading the whole thing would take up the bulk of the time here. So my challenge to you would be to read Romans 1 every day. Read all of it every day, then come to these devotionals and we'll pick apart a different section and kind of help you to understand what's being said here. From Romans chapter 1 verse 18 all the way to Romans chapter 3 verse 20, Paul is laying out a theology that brings all men under condemnation. For there is no distinction, as he says in Romans 3:23, there is no distinction. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That first half of the verse is the bad news. The second half of the verse is the good news. In order to understand the good news of the gospel, we have to know the bad news first. And the bad news is this, that you have sinned and you stand condemned in the eyes of a holy God. We're going to be looking at that concept primarily this week. And we start in Romans chapter 1, verse 18. We're going to go through verse 23. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and they exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man, and birds, and animals, and creeping things. Now, oftentimes when we read Romans chapter 1, we talk about how what is plain is God's existence, and that's verses 19 and 20. For what can be known about God is plain to everyone, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. So we come away from Romans chapter 1 saying that the evidence of God is clearly seen in everything that has been made. But when we dissect this text from verse 18 all the way to verse 32, we actually see that there are 5 things that God has made clearly evident. And we're going to talk about that first thing today. Number one, the first thing that God has made evident is his wrath. Look at verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. We inherently know the wrath of God, and we can observe that in the world all around us. We can tell that this is a fallen world. We can witness evil, people doing evil things. That is a judgment of God. We can tell that all things have been subjected to futility and that there's decay and the world is falling apart because of our sin. As it talks about in Romans chapter 8, all of creation groaning for deliverance. We can also see that there is consequences for our actions. As it says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, that which a person sows, he will also reap. When we do something bad, there will be bad consequences. And that is observing the wrath of God. It says in Psalm 7:11 that God is a righteous judge who feels indignation every day. So it's not just that we can observe that God exists by all things that have been made. By the fact that everything has been subjected to futility, we can even observe the wrath of God. One of the things that is clearly seen, as we can read in Romans 1:18. We'll talk about the second thing that is clearly seen tomorrow.
You can find a complete list of videos, books, devotionals, and other resources online at wwutt.com. Thanks for listening!